The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man did not come to seek, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That's good. Can you hear okay in the back? See okay? Okay. Let us know if there's any problems with our sound system. We were having a little bit of a ringing sound. Is that still happening? It is. Okay. Well, hopefully some guys who are good technicians can come back afterwards and help us with that. Who you are. Yeah. In our bulletin today, there is our calendar for the month of November. And please take that and put that in some good place in your home, maybe on the refrigerator. Also, we have our Growing in Faith supplement for this month. It has a nice article on gratitude. And we've been talking about that in relationship to prayer, as the first step to prayer. And that article describes how gratitude is good for health, emotional, spiritual, and physical health, according to studies. And it also explains, they call the G to G ratio, which is the gratitude to grumbling ratio. You can apply, sure, people in your family, but we should also apply it to our own selves. And anyway, some good articles there in the Growing in Faith supplement. Now, this is the fourth and the final homily on our series, How to Pray. Obviously, this is a topic that we will be returning to because it is so fundamental. And I'd like to begin with a little bit of an apology. Last week I talked about the sinner's prayer, also known as the publican's prayer. And some people thought I was saying the Republican's prayer. They, of course, do need all the help they can get. But this mistake might help us to understand today's gospel. You know, we live in a time when politics has become a toxic, winner-take-all game. It's easy to develop strong feelings, even hatred, for an opposing politician. Now, what a given group today feels against certain politicians, in Jesus' day, Everyone felt against the publicans, the tax collectors. No one likes paying taxes. But you have to understand that the publicans were much more than simple tax collectors. We can more accurately call them tax farmers. They had received their office from the Romans, they're dominating in Palestine, and the Romans gave them a certain quota to collect, and anything above that they could keep for themselves. The Roman army stood behind the publicans so they could force people to sell food reserves, farm animals, and even homes in order to pay their taxes. The honest Jewish people, as you can imagine, despised them. In today's gospel, we meet a publican named Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector of Jericho. Scripture scholar William Barclay says, he was the most hated man in the district, and we might also suppose the most miserable man. In spite of his rich meals, his fine clothes, he stood furthest removed from God and from his fellow citizens. Now his position, as we see in the gospel today, at the top of the sycamore tree, kind of represents the state of his soul. He climbed to the top, but he was there alone, by himself, and in a precarious position. At any moment he could fall, break an arm, or worse. And the people would delight in his fall. They would laugh at him. Now Jesus could have poked fun at him. He was a short man, perhaps a little fat, pockets loaded with money, ill-gotten money. But Jesus did not ridicule him. Instead, he looked at him and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly." It's not easy to come down. It requires courage, humility, willingness to take a risk. But Zacchaeus did take that risk. He did come down. And coming down, he responded with gratitude. Not a vague gratitude, but a bold gratitude. He says to Jesus, "Half of everything I possess, I will give to the poor." Then he adds, "If I have extorted anything from anyone, I will repay it four times over." Ears must have perked up. Half Zacchaeus gives directly to the poor. The other half he reserves to make whatever restitution he can. He emptied himself of all his money. Last week we heard about two people who emptied themselves, became a libation to God, St. Paul, St. Damon of Molokai. This Sunday we hear about a third, Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. And what does Zacchaeus receive in return for totally emptying himself? The answer is everything. He receives Jesus himself. Jesus says to him, "Today I must stay at your house." today I must stay at your house. You know, at the end of the day, prayer is not so much us seeking God, but prayer is God seeking us. Salvation has come to this house, Jesus says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save what was lost. Our response to Jesus, like Zacchaeus, should be self-emptying. Emptying oneself in gratitude so that Jesus can fill us, can fill the emptiness that's there. You know, sooner or later, you and I are going to have to hand over everything. It might be with a heart attack. Might be on our deathbed. It could even be by an act of violence. It's happened to Gerardo Hernandez in Los Angeles Airport. We do not know, but we know this. At some point, sooner or later, we are going to have to empty ourselves, hand over everything that we have received. I invite you today, now, to say the sinner's prayer. Even if you're a Democrat, say the publican's prayer. It is, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. And remember that the Mass is the publican's prayer to the tenth power. Make Sunday Mass the anchor of your prayer. Now, you and I may not be able to empty ourselves immediately, totally, like Paul, like Damien, or like Zacchaeus. But little by little, the Book of Wisdom says, little by little. You know, the beautiful thing about prayer, the beautiful thing about the Mass, is that whatever we bring, however small it is, if we place it in Jesus' hands, it's like that boy who brought those small fish, those bread loaves. He placed them in Jesus' hands. Jesus joins what we bring to his sacrifice, and he joins us to his perfect sacrifice. Now, unlike Zacchaeus, we may not immediately put all of our life, all of our finances in God's hands, but we can make a small step. More about that next week. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. This is not a new homily series next week, but it will be a simple, direct request. Do not fear. God wants to give us perfect freedom. And in Jesus, he wants to take our burdens upon himself. You know, in the last 8 weeks, we've been on a journey together. We started with that geography of faith, and we saw how God wants to bring us from Egypt to the Promised Land. Promised Land is our home. That's where we belong. To stay in the Promised Land, we need prayer, gratitude, persistent intercessory prayer. And the greatest prayer, the publican's prayer, prayer of the Mass, which is that sinner's prayer par excellence. By making that prayer, by emptying ourselves, Jesus wants to fill us, to give us everything, himself. Come down quickly, he says to us, for today I must stay at your house. Amen.
Amen.